Om Shanti. Amongst us, we have a very special jewel of Baba, Sister Ushavin, and she is one of the original jewels, like who took sustenance from Brahma Baba. Her story is very interesting. The day she got married with Brother Ramesh, who is main instrument and one of the senior brothers in the organization, that day itself they happened to meet Brahma Baba, and from that day onwards they had that faith in Baba and they dedicated their life for Baba. And since then onwards they are serving together. They are serving in Bombay, and Ushaben is the main instrument there in Bombay, in south of Bombay. She is an instrument to open many of the centers in south of Bombay. Now under her she has 10 centers, and she is also the vice chairperson of the art and culture wing. And now respected Ushaben will share with us the topic, spirituality through balance of mercy and spiritual intoxication. Most respected Ushavin.
Om Shanti. I am very, very happy to meet you all, the lovely children of Shiv Baba. So, good morning, good afternoon rather. Thank you. It has been said that you can make your world according to your thought levels. If you are angry, angry attitude and angry mind and angry, everywhere, anger. Then, what will happen? You know that? If a white flower is in the garden, for you it will be a red flowers in the garden. Is it okay? With that much anger, if you have in your mind, then you will be looking at the whole world as anger. And in angerly attitude, what will happen? That if a white flowers, though they are in color, for you only, it will become a red flowers. And that has been said in one of the scriptures of Indian philosophy, that is Ramayana, that one Hanuman went to Lanka, and in that Lanka he was full with anger because his tail was burned by the devil person, the devil king. So he was so much angry and he started burning the whole Sri Lanka. And when he landed with a burning tail in the garden, that much anger he had in her mind, that when he looked the flowers around, the white flowers were red for him. That much anger he developed. So, in the same manner, the way we look, the way we think, the way we act, accordingly, the whole world will be like that. So, if you want to change the world, First, Baba said what? Change yourself. If you want to make a Satopradhan world, then Baba said, make your world, make yourself, inner world, Satopradhan. So everything depends on how we think. Everything depends how we speak. Everything depends how we act. So we are the builder of our own world. We are the whole, what you say, a total, we can design our whole world. We can design our whole world. We can design everything of the whole world. Physically, Sakar Baba. Once I went to Baba, and Baba was in Mumbai that time, and in the morning and evening, we used to go before Baba. So Baba was lying down. Baba mostly used to sit on the floor, not like sofa and such a nice. Baba was very simple, very sober, no ego, nirankari Baba. Baba was so good, so fine. So Baba was sitting on the floor. Here in Madhuvan, Pandav Bhavan also, you might have seen Baba's room. Not a single chair they have kept. Yeah? No sofa, no chair, nothing. Floor gaddi, and one bed. That's the furniture of Baba. And on floor Baba used to sit. So Baba was just sitting and just lying down because he was all just lying down in the evening. And he was thinking, such a good winner. Just Baba is muskurat, smiling in a face, with a smiling face. Baba was just as if he is looking, he is visualizing, he is planning. So much I found from his features. So I was very small. So I went to Baba and I said, Baba, can we go for a walk in the garden? Baba said, no child. I said, Baba, it is a very good evening and so many people will be there. We will look at the people, we will see many people, we will move around the garden, it will be sunset and nice wind will be flowing and nice thing will be there. So let's we go to evening walk. And Baba said, no child. I said, oh Baba, please, get up. We will go for a walk. Then Baba just became tight and said, no child, I don't want to go in the garden or don't want to go in for a walking. Then I said, Baba, what you will do then? Then Baba said, though so many people were waiting and were coming to meet Baba Dada, that was going on. But Baba said that I am very, very busy. So I said, how? You are lying down? Lying and how you are busy. If it's just easy, we'll go in the garden, we'll enjoy. So Baba said, no child, I am busy. You know that? I am busy in what? I said, busy? I am busy in what? I said, no, I don't know, Baba. Nothing I can found here. How you are busy? So Baba said, I am building palace. Palaces for me. God palace, this designing, planning, architecture work, everything I am, you know, artist, I am designing everything. I said, where you are? Where is the design? Where is everything? How? No drawing, nothing is there? And Baba said, child, I am designing through my mind. I am making that whole world a golden world. So nice it will be. I am busy, very busy. So I said, okay, Baba. I didn't understand that what Baba is designing, what Baba is doing, how he is making palaces and how he is putting lights and everything. That doesn't went in my head. Now I remember, now I think that what Baba was doing, instead of making a, thinking about the waste thoughts, thinking about the other wasteful things, thinking about this today's world, today's whatever past is past, whatever bad word, Baba was becoming aloof from that world and establishing himself in that golden aged world. And now I realize that after so many years, up till now, we remember Sakar Baba. That how Baba, what Baba was doing, what Baba was in Baba's mind, what Baba, how high he was thinking, what nice observation, nice vision Baba had in his mind, that planning. How Baba is planning everything. So, really it is a wonderful thing that's why Abhyakta Bhaptata is just giving a direction that think wise, always think good, always think best of your life. Best of your life. The people say that war, first you are fighting in your thought, then you are fighting physically, right? Say that, in that way, say that way. It is right. First you are fighting through mind and after that you will fight practically, physically. In the same manner, that saying, according to the saying, if we go that way, that whatever we think, what we will observe in my mind, accordingly, I'll develop my attitude. If I'll think very good, nice, fragrance world, very merciful world, very, very sober, sophisticated, and royal personalities and royal thinking, accordingly, I'll have that type of world practically. So, in the same manner, if we want to change the world, then first change your thinking level. First change your thought level. Accordingly, you will be working, your action plan will be accordingly, and you will have that world before you. Just suppose, that is everybody's experience, and that I am narrating, that if I want to do the godly service, then first I should think in my mind. Then I will find somebody before me, something which require a godly service. So first you should think mentally. Just in the same manner, if you want to plow the field, first you should put a seed in the earth and then everything will come out. In the same manner, first you put a seed in the mind, first you think in the mind, and then with the action you will be construct your world. So, if you think Ruab and Rahamdil, just Baba narrated, Ruab and Rahamdil. Rahamdil means merciful. And Ruab means spiritual intoxication. Two things are there. Ruab and Rahamdil. Both have got a very good chemical mixing. Very good mixing. Not only the alliteration, ra-ra-ra, Ruab, Rahamdil, Ruhaniyat. Spiritual intoxication, merciful attitude, and spirituality. Spiritual observance towards the world. So these two, ra, 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 good alliteration. Baba is a really, I can tell you, Baba is a big, biggest writer of the world. Very good writer. Very good thinker. He speaks so artistically, so first class he speaks. Through his speech, everybody is pulled towards him. So many are coming to meet Bab Dada. Not only to meet, but to hear what Baba says. And that Baba speaks so beautiful words in a such a literate Baba. If I'll speak in that way, really Baba is a wonderful orator. Baba is a wonderful writer. Baba is a really literate personality. But now I am speaking about the royal personality. Royal personality means Ruhani personality. Ruhani personality means a spiritual personality. Spiritual personality means very, very sober, very, very harmonious, very, very, what you say, simple personality. Baba's personality was wonderful. He was very, very simple. Simple of that type, Baba. I will come to that Ruhani intoxication slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly. So, how simple was Baba? That once Baba wore the kurta, upper Baba wore that with 108, chakti. Small pieces Baba sewed in that way. In that way, that much. If anybody wears one, if it is no one can wear that. But Baba wear that. 108 pieces wear on the kurta. That much. Baba was so simple. Baba was so much egoless. No ego. Baba had no ego. Baba was a big businessman. Buying Baba's body, the direct Shiv Baba was coming. That much yoga power Baba had. That much Baba had. But for us, he was mingling with us like a father, like a friend. He was playing with us like a friend. Baba was like a near ones, dear ones, very, very, very good Baba. That's why we also pull towards Baba. That much simple Baba. In that beggary life, one mother came to Baba, and it was too much cold outside because at that time Mount Abu was so cold. Only few palaces were there only, and lots of rain was falling and lots of thundering and winter and cold and so much that time. So that mother came and mother gave the very good shawl, dushala. Say that dushala, double shawl. Double shawl was that, woven in one way, double shawl. And Baba, he gave to Baba, wore that Baba, please wear this because so much cold here. Then what happened? Then, after within a few minutes or something like that, one couple came to meet Baba. And he was coming from Delhi. He came to Baba. He was a very innocent, old, poor person. But he had got lots of love for Baba. He came and he was just looking at Baba very lovefully, very Baba's drashti was falling on him and he was just must forget himself in Baba's love. And Baba took the shawl from him and put on that old brother. Then mother said, who has given that shawl, "Oh Baba, I have brought for you only. And you have given to this brother?" Baba said, "Oh child, it is more, he requires more than me. So that's why I put on him." Then mother said, "Okay Baba." On the spot, without thinking, he put the shawl on him. That was a rahmdil, merciful. That much mercy from the heart, natural, it should come. That, in the same manner, Baba said, "Oh children, you all children, oh children, you heard the voice? That somebody calls you? Somebody is in misery. Somebody is in pain. Somebody is in very, very, very unhappy. And they calls you. You hear that? You hear that? Oh, Baba. Oh, Christ. In that way, can you hear that? That merciful state should come within. I remember, once I went to a global retreat house in London, Oxford retreat. And there we were sleeping in my room. I was sleeping in my room. And in the midnight, totally, I just get up. And I heard the voice, as if somebody is calling me. Oh God! Oh Christ! Oh God! As if that voice is coming very, very far, very, very far. Then I went so many times to that retreat, never I have heard that voice, but that time I heard that voice. And then Baba narrated in his Murli that, can you hear that so many children in this world are so unhappy? They call you. Give them this knowledge. Give them this, whatever they want. Fulfill their wishes. Baba calls us. That natural mercy we should develop within ourselves. That natural benevolent nature require for each and every soul. The whole world so big, so big, unlimited world before our eyes. And everybody is unhappy. And those who are happy, they are very temporary happiness they got. And that unhappiness prevailing all around, they are searching for happiness. They are searching for peace. They are searching. In the beginning of my knowledge, when I came in knowledge, that time the dadis, all dadis, they are my teacher. So they were giving me the newcomers who are coming. And so I was conducting a 7 days course with them. So that is the talk in Mumbai. And on that day, one simple brother, nothing pomp, nothing show, nothing like that. He was very, very simple. So Dadi gave me that introduce me, that you give the 7 days course to him. So I started giving him the course. I explained him the Shiv Baba. I explained him about the consciousness. I explained him about the world drama. That was the third day. And while explaining, I came to confluent stage. So I told him that this world is going to be destroyed by civil war, by natural calamities, and by this bombardment of the European world, and the other new world is going to come. Then he said, with up till now no smile on his face, he was just hearing. But when I just explained about the drama, then smile was coming, his face was getting very good, and fragrance started evolving from his personality, and he started speaking that, oh, now I feel very much okay. Why? I said, why? He said that I came with my burning heart from United States of America to find peace, and I found now that peace. You have explained me that whatever happened is according to drama. You are the only instrument. So that has touched me. I said, okay, because this is the godly knowledge, and whatever he has taught us, so I am just passing on to you. Nothing new in that. He said, yeah, it has got a wonderful power in it. Because in Second World War, the atomic bomb which was used in Japan, first it was thrown in Hiroshima, and that bomb was prepared by me. I said, okay. And he said that by preparing that, by doing a research, by doing a laboratory work, I gave the formula to that American government, and they prepared the bombs, and that bomb has crushed the dreams of so many people, and that's why I am really unhappy that I am an instrument, such an instrument, by using my intellect in this destroyed the world. That thought coming again and again, and I was very, very unhappy, restless, this, that, so many things, he started speaking. So now I am happy. Sister, tomorrow I am flying back to America, and you told me that this has been done according to drama. Your intention wasn't there to kill the people. Your intention was that to create atomic energy for the good of the people. And they used that energy as an atom bomb to destroy the world. So that's according to drama, and I am happy, and I am living for tomorrow. So that's why, whatever is happening in this whole world, you will find somebody is very, very happy, somebody is crying, somebody is unhappy, somebody is doing unlawful things, somebody is doing very good work. Everything is going round yourself. Everything is going round in your world. And what you will do? What you will do that time? First you should do, you first keep self-esteem. And that self-esteem comes through self-intoxication. That self-intoxication brings happy, peace in the inner world of your life. That self-intoxication brings that power which helps you in doing a good work. Just like, for example, I am giving you self-intoxication of what? I am giving you the example. Self-intoxication is a positive intoxication, not a negative intoxication. Positive intoxication means what? Positive intoxication is that which Baba has given us, that you are a master knowledgeful. You are a master ocean of love. If I imbibe that value, I am the master of love, of ocean. Then my eyes will change. I am a master knowledgeful. Everything bright. Everything will become bright. Every solution will be there. Each and every problem will come in my life. I have got a solution for that. In the same manner, you are a master merciful. You are a master ocean of peace. Everywhere in your mind, inside of your mind, inside of your heart, everything will be silent. And in action plan, I will be talking with anybody, if I behave with anybody, if I act with anybody, all will be in the way of silent peace. I'll be able to give a peace to the person who will act with me. Whomever I meet, I'll give peace in their life. So I am that master of love. Whole world is thirsty of love. Everybody is searching where my support, who is mine, who will give me the unselfish love. Everybody is thirsty for that. And if I become master ocean of love, and I'll be able to act accordingly, I will act with everybody unselfishly, without self-center, without anything, without any expectation, then he will have a very good comfort inside. Comfort he will feel. Inside, he will feel very nice. And he will become a very good drama actor. He will work in a very good way because I have given him the moral support, moral boost to that particular personality. So in the same manner, if I keep that self-esteem, self-intoxication, then what will happen? That will make me more and more and more rahamdil, merciful. If somebody acts in a wrong way, and if that act brings me lots of loss, either in a form of money, or either in a form of a work, or either in a form of anything, it gives me a loss. But if I'll have developed that master of ocean of mercy, I am merciful, then my attitude, my behavior towards that person will be wonderful. What will be that? What will be that? That is a particular characteristic of Vardhadi Prakashmani. I have experienced so many times. Natural coming. Natural. On the spot, she reacts in a very positive way. And I feel, oh, merciful lady, you have done lots of mercy. Just suppose, Baba's, Sakar Baba's daughter-in-law, also very merciful to me. First exhibition, second exhibition we have made, and in each, on those days, I think 40 years back, not that much rise in that much mongwari etle so. Price rise wasn't that much. So I have given that each picture cost me around 10,000. So I prepared 12 pictures. I thought, no, I have got Baba has given us so much money, but power to use was with Rameshji. I didn't have that power, but I have got that power, that's what he said. But I was thinking that this has been made by a particular person. But he, in the meeting, we have a big meeting of our institution, so that person told me that we will not responsible for your picture, because that exhibition was made where I made a big big area I constructed. It was a on future of the world, and I made so much pavilion. It was a 6 pavilions I constructed. And that was good, very good, first class spiritual exhibition. Thousands and thousands came to see that. And that person told me that we will not spend a single money on that, whatever you made. So I was perplexed. What to do? I was small at that time. I had no other idea. So I was thinking in that way, what to do. Then, in early morning, night time this meeting finished, then in the early morning, I get up at 3:30 and thinking that how will I fetch this expense, in that way. So, Dadi called me. Usha, come here. I went there. So she said that don't worry, we will pay the whole expense of all the pavilions. So by saying that way, though I can alone pay anything, I don't mind, but by saying that way, I feel so much comfort that her words brought comfort in me. How comfort came? Because of her attitude. That, oh, don't worry, we will pay. I said, I don't mind, I can also pay, but I was looking at that how this person was speaking. Then she said, don't mind it, we will pay that. So in that way, if we we used to do lots of godly service and lots of expenses, but at that time, all the dadis, Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi other dadis all, though that we, that time, our institution had not so much money. Very little money at that time with the institution. But their mind, their heart, their thought level was so broad, unlimited. That's why Baba says that think in that way. Think in a right way. Think in a positive way. And that positive way will bring, will give you the values of becoming a merciful. If you are in Ruhani intoxication, spiritual intoxication, in godly values intoxication, then this will come natural way. This will come in a natural course. So for that way, two things are required. In sports, we play the game. We play the game, and what way we play the game? One is a high jump, and one is the long jump. Two games are there. You know that? High jump and long jump. High jump means high, how much we elevate ourselves. Long jump means how much we jump. Comes in both the words. High jump, long jump. Long jump in a horizontal way, high jump in a vertical way. Horizontal and vertical. We should develop vertically, inculcate vertically as well as horizontally. Horizontally and vertical. Vertical way, what does it mean? Vertical, mana, high jump means what? High jump means to develop the inner self such a high. You understand me? To develop our highest stage in such a way that we should be able to develop our self in a perfect, in an accurate personality. In a perfect, accurate personality. What does it mean? In a perfect, accurate personality. In a way, we can say that. In a way, we can say that. That is a stage of Farishta, angelic stage. Angelic stage means what? Angelic stage means that totally, very, very, if we find in a world that they make wings, that Farishta angel should have a wings and they should fly in the air. In our Gyan, we say that they are very, very light. Very, very light. Light means what? Like this tube light? No. Light means that in every problem, in every respect, they remain light. We'll sit in a silence. Om Shanti. So we were thinking about the higher stage, high jump. High jump means what? Perfect personality. High jump means what? High jump means what? I have read by Sir Williams padlock, he said that high jump means those minds who think about the principles, about the ideas of what the life, what he should do in the future in a constructive way. And average mind, the highest mind, then average mind will think about the events, what has happened in his life. And then the third type of thing he said, that the lowest type of mind will think about the personality who has done, who has brought that event. That means what? That the third, the lowest, the inferior quality of mind will think all the time about what has happened, who has done this wrong to me, who has comment on this me, why this has done. In that way, he will fulfill his whole basket, mental basket. That Baba says, a waste thinking. Why he has done this? This person is like this. This is this. That wasteful thoughts, full mind, mindful basket. That type of thinking he has got. Then average type. Average type will think in that way, that average type of mind will think that events, bad events, good events has happened in his life. Good events, bad events, whatever happened in the society with whom he was related. So in that way he will think about the events and accidents and incidents, whatever happened in that way. So that inferior quality of mind will think about the personalities. You just go inside and think of what type of my thoughts is, what type of thinking I am doing, about what I am thinking. Then you will find out that what I am doing, about the persons, I am all the time thinking. What about that person, about this person, about this, that, I am full. Totally no time to think about the good thing, all the time thinking. That type of one section, then second type of that all the time he will think about the events. Oh, this has not happened, this particular thing has happened in my life, and that's why I am unhappy in this way. If this is as good happened in this way, this brought me good things to me, in that way he will think. And then the highest mind will think in that way, constructive. Think about the future, benefit of the future. He will think about how we can work. He will think about the planning. He will think about the how to plan and how to act and how to get the good result. He will always think in that way. Right way. That is the right way. So in this, out of these three, we should bring our mind. Mind has always tendency, always run down. Just like a water. If we give any independence to water, then water will flow downwards. In the same manner, mind is also of that quality. So mind, we should do effort. By our effort, we will bring our mind from third stage to second stage, from second to the first stage. And those person who think about the good ideas, about the construction, about the planning, about the act, in that way, he becomes the hero. Hero part. He has got a hero part. So that is the highest jump. High jump. Man, think about yourself, inner status, inner consciousness level, consciousness, my conscious, are working in which direction. If it is going in wrong direction, stop it. With the power of holy, with the power of good songs, with the power of good company, varied types, so many types. With the power of good satasanga, with the so many powers are working in this universe. So, bring it that way. So, in that way, you should bring your mind level in an upper position. And that will make your life, bring your life in a highest level. That will bring high jump. And you will get success. All the time success. You will find all the time success. Your thought will become a determined one. Determined one. I'll work on it. And I'll work very hard on it. Continuously, constantly, I'll work on that good type of thinking. I'll work on it. And I'll get success. Success is my birthright. And that way, he himself adore him, adore himself, and he will bring himself very, very high. And that is the high jump. Then, the second jump we should bring is that is a long jump. Long jump. Long jump means what? Long jump means, in physical way, we played that game so many times. But this is for inculcations of good values. Whatever we have acquired by our higher jump, that higher status, then our behavior towards the others, towards the society, towards the world, will be a very much beneficial to the everybody. Just as for example, Sakar Baba. Sakar Baba's incidents I can narrate in that way. Once Sakar Baba call all the children. And Baba said to them that sit in a round way, round, make a round. So everybody was very, very happy because Sakar Baba, Shiv Baba called them. So everybody was very running and running and running and running and running and game. And came and they, Baba said that way, that you sit in a round. So everybody was sitting in a round. Big circle was that way. Baba was standing. And big circle they formed. Then Baba said that stretch your legs. Stretch your legs. So everybody feels sigh. Oh. Before Baba, how can we stretch? This is a dishonor to our Baba. How can we stretch your legs in that way? Stretch your legs. So, Baba, they were very conscious to stretch their legs. So Baba said, no child. It is a loveful way. Baba said, no child, don't worry. Stretch your legs. Stretch, please, stretch, stretch. Baba said slowly, slowly to every child, please stretch your legs, stretch your legs. then everybody straight their legs. Then straight their legs, then Baba said, look at your feet. Where, how it is like that, in that way. Look at your feet. How it is like that, in that way. How it is like that, huh? So, everybody were looking, oh, how is my foot, how is my feet, how is my that way. So everybody look at their feet and they get ashamed. They themselves get ashamed. Oh, our feet is so dirty. Baba said, how Baba brings self-esteem in each and every child. That's Baba's technique, very nice technique. In a very smiling mood and very sporting way, Baba used to give that children the correction. Not in that way, oh, you are this, you are this, you are this. One style is that. Another style is this. In a sporting way, in a smiling way, they should think about themselves. And also they should boost themselves very high. So Baba said that, oh children, your statue will put in a temple as a deity to worship from copperage. And their feet, people wash and they drink the water. And the devotees come to before your feet, that, oh, you are so nice, you are so good, you are so values, you have got so many things. In that way they will worship before your leg. And your leg they will find that our deity's legs are so dirty, then how they will think? The children took the legs in this, oh Baba, then from next day, not I say next day, next moment, they went all to the bathroom and they brush it out, all the dirt from your legs, and their all legs were pink. Pink, white. See how the way Baba used the technique to explain the children. In what way? What the other will think about looking at your feet, dirty feet? Baba didn't say dirty feet. Baba said that see how all the look at your feet. Think about that. And their children themselves, they thought about their feet. And they started washing the feet. In the same manner, every mentality, psychology of everyone, each one, is that how all the persons look at me. I should have a perfect personality, and that personality reflects from within me, and by my good personality I am able to do an accurate work of the society. Accurate person always work accurately. Nothing will remain untouched by him in his work, and that work become an ideal for all the persons around him. And that's why he is doing a good service of the good people. And that's why Baba wants us to become like a very good, to bring a high jump in the life, so that by bringing a high jump, by bringing a good values within ourselves, we can reflect in our action, which action is related with the society. But by bringing, no doubt, people are working accurately. Accurate persons work accurately, but they have got an ego. Ego comes. But if ego they neglect, if ego they took out, then only the mercy remain. Mercy remain. With a servant, everybody thinks that he should work accurately, and never works. Those who are working under them, they never work accurately. That time, either they get angry, or either they get desperate that, oh, so much I have taught them, but they are not doing right way. But if that person has got a mercy, merciful, and just like you see, Mary, Mother Mary, with a child in a hand, the statue you must have seen that way, Mother Mary with a child in a hand, and people worship him, a merciful lady, lady with a mercy. In her eyes you will see full mercy. So that person who is with a highest value in her life, he will think others as a, I should mercy on him. So that way he can correct himself. So that's why Baba said that be merciful. Since last four Murlis, Baba has emphasized that be merciful towards the others. Because nowadays our states become high. So that's why ego shouldn't come. So that's why Baba is nowadays telling us that don't waste your time in waste thinking. Keep attention on your thought level. And other thing is Baba emphasizing is that be merciful to everybody. Everybody should get a peace in their life. Everybody should get a happiness in his life, in their life. Everybody should get a good health in their life. Everybody should have a good drashti, positive looks come with a positive thinking, with a positive attitude, and with that will come a positive drashti in their life. Then and then only all the world will become a peaceful, lawful, never looking at others' defect. Everybody will admire everybody. And everybody will have a healthy, wealthy, happy life. And in that way, only it happens when everybody look with a positively. And that will be only happen when their mind will be in a conscious stage. So that's the whatever I have with me, I have tried to explain you, and that explanation was not only with you, but with me within also. Baba says, that whatever you explain to others, first it goes inside and then goes to others. Just like Baba gives the example, then when Shiva Baba enters in the medium of Brahma, then first Brahma hear and then all the children hear that Murli. In the same manner, whatever we speak, first goes in our within and then to others. So thank you that you have all hear me very peacefully. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. We'll sit in a silence for 3 minutes and then we go.